This past week, pro wrestling legend Hulk Hogan passed away at the age of 71 from cardiac arrest. As you would expect, considering his contribution to the business of pro wrestling, the tribute celebrated what he accomplished professionally as Hulk Hogan. Hulk's real name was Terry Bollea, where Hulk Hogan was all about training, saying your prayers, and eating your vitamins. Terry Bollea was, at least, quite a different person in how he chose to conduct himself. Hebrews chapter 13, verse 5 tells us this about our conduct: let your conduct be without covetousness, be content with such things as you have, for he, meaning Jesus himself, has said, I will never leave you nor forsake you. We also receive this instruction from Paul in Galatians chapter 5, verse 25, if we live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit. Terry Bollea was a very flawed man. At times his flaws were made public by him. Many of his flaws have come to the surface through those who were directly exposed to them. What I'm about to share, it's not meant to be an attack on the man who was Terry Bollea. I want to help you see the lesson that can come from a flawed life, such as this. Terry Bollea was known to be a proficient liar. He's made claims about being scouted by pro baseball teams, to being the celebrity meant to endorse what became the George Foreman Grill, to doing make-a-wish work at locations where he never was. Purpose of his lies was to elevate himself, which sounds kind of odd when you consider the heights he attained as Hulk Hogan. We find this addressed in Proverbs chapter 26, verse 28. A lying tongue hates those who are crushed by it, and a flattering mouth works ruin. Many people didn't trust Terry Bollea. Jesse Ventura tried to form a union for pro wrestlers. Terry told Ventura he'd support the cause, so Jesse filled him in with all the details. What did Terry do with that information? He told the then owner of the WWF, Vince McMahon. This brings to mind Proverbs chapter 16, verse 28. A perverse man sows strife, and a whisperer separates the best of friends. Terry Bollea was an abuser of steroids, while saying he only injected a couple of times. God blesses us with the body that contains our soul and spirit. God also places the responsibility on us to care for this body. This is how 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verses 19 and 20 instructs us. Or do you not know that your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit who is in you, whom you have from God, and you are not your own? For you were bought at a price, therefore glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's. It's been said by many that Terry Bollea had a big ego and tried to put and keep himself first at the price of everybody else. 1 John chapter 2, verse 16 reveals this to us. For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life is not of the Father, but is of the world. Philippians chapter 2, verse 3 gives us a much better path for a full life. Let nothing be done through selfish ambition or conceit, but in lowliness of mind, let each esteem others better than himself. Now, I am aware of how Terry Bollea was recently baptized, as many who come to Jesus are, to proclaim yourself to be a Christian. Okay, it's a good starting point. Did Terry Bollea confess his sins? Did he take on works of repentance? Did he have time to build up those works? Jesus declares this in Revelation chapter 3, verse 19, as many as I love, I rebuke and chasten. Therefore, be zealous and repent. Whether Terry Bollea met the standard that God placed before us, that's between God and Terry Bollea. So why did I bring the story of Terry Bollea, Hulk Hogan, to you today? Because just as there were two personalities within this one man, there was probably someone in your life who might hold that dual personality as well. They might be a compulsive liar, maybe an addict, maybe a perpetrator of domestic violence. Yeah, on the surface, they're the person everybody wants to be with, and nothing but great things are said about them by others. Yet at the same time, you just get this gut feeling, let's call it, that something's not right about them. But then you dismiss it because, well, you don't want to accuse them of something and wind up hurting their feelings. When someone is troubled, our instructions are made absolutely clear. In James chapter 5, verse 16, confess your trespasses to one another and pray for one another that you may be healed. The effective, fervent prayer of a righteous man avails much. The question becomes for you, how can you effectively pray for someone if you don't want to believe and accept who they truly are?